Let's read together Ezekiel chapters 31 and 32. Now, in these two chapters, we have the continuation and conclusion of Ezekiel's prophecy of judgment concerning Egypt. Let's begin by reading Ezekiel chapter 31. Now, it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, Whom are you like in your greatness? Indeed, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with fine branches that shaded the forest, and of high stature, and its top was among the thick boughs. Therefore its height was exalted above all the trees of the field. Its boughs were multiplied, and its branches became long because of the abundance of water. As it sent them out, all the birds of the heavens made their nests in its boughs. Under its branches all the beasts of the field brought forth their young. And in its shadow all great nations made their home. Thus it was beautiful in greatness and in the length of its branches, because its roots reached to abundant waters. No tree in the garden of God was like it in beauty. I made it beautiful with a multitude of branches, so that all the trees of Eden envied it. They were in the garden of God. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height, and it set its top among the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up in its height. Therefore I will deliver it into the hand of the Mighty One of the nations, and he shall surely deal with it. I have driven it out for its wickedness, and aliens, the most terrible of the nations, have cut it down and left it. Its branches have fallen on the mountains and in all the valleys. Its boughs lie broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone from under its shadow and left it. Thus says the Lord God, in the day when it went down to Sheol, I caused mourning. I covered the deep because of it. I restrained its rivers, and the great waters were held back. I caused Lebanon to mourn for it, and all the trees of the field wilted because of it. I made the nations shake at the sound of its fall, when I cast it down to Sheol together with those who descend into the pit. To which of the trees of Eden will you then be likened in glory and greatness? Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the depths of the earth. You shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised, with those slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. Let's begin our study of these two chapters in Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapters 31 and 32, with some background notes. Ezekiel chapters 31 and 32 are the final two chapters of the subsection of the book of Ezekiel concerning prophecies against the foreign nations surrounding Israel. So here in chapter 31, we have the fifth oracle of judgment on Egypt. Notice the familiar opening statement in verse 1 that begins all seven of the prophetic oracles. The word of the Lord came to me saying. And that brings us then to our doctrinal point for this chapter. So doctrinal point number 1. Egypt would be cut down like the fallen tree of Assyria. Egypt will be cut down like the fallen tree of Assyria. In this chapter, Egypt is likened to a great tree and compared to Assyria. Assyria is also likened to a tree. In fact, a great and lofty cedar of Lebanon, higher and loftier than any of the other trees of the field. Verses 3 through 5. All the birds of the air nested in its branches, and all the beasts of the field lived under its shade. Speaking of all the nations under the great Assyrian Empire. Verse 6. The beauty of the tree of Assyria was greater even than all the trees in the Garden of Eden in comparison. So beautiful that the other trees were jealous of this great tree. Verses 7 through 9. But the tree of Assyria was cut down because of her pride. Verse 10. God gave Assyria into the hands of the Babylonians. Nineveh fell in 612 BC, and Nebuchadnezzar, called the despot or mighty one of the nations here in verse 11, defeated the remaining Assyrian army in 609 BC. The nations that had once been under the authority of Assyria now lived off her remains in ruin, verses 12 and 13. Assyria was a lesson, God said in verse 14, for the other nations who would exalt themselves in pride. They would all be cut down and die. The fall of Assyria was like the fall of a grand and beautiful tree in the forest, so much so that All the other trees or nations in the allegory were affected in one way or another, verses 15 through 17. And now comes the application to Egypt in verse 18. Did Egypt think she was a greater tree than Assyria? Why, Assyria had successfully invaded Egypt and destroyed Thebes in Upper Egypt. That was in 633 BC. And then the Babylonians had conquered Assyria. Did Egypt dare to think she could go up against the Babylonians? So Egypt said, God, it's just a matter of time before you will be brought down with all the other trees who were lifted up with pride. You will lie in the midst of all the other Gentile nations, slain by the sword. Egypt will be cut down like the fallen tree of Assyria. Doctrinal point number two. Egypt would be captured like a netted sea monster. Egypt would be captured like a netted sea monster. Chapter 32, verses 1 through 16. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a young lion among the nations, and you are like a monster in the seas, bursting forth in your rivers, troubling the waters with your feet, and fouling their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread my net over you with a company of many people, and they will draw you up in my net. Then I will leave you on the land. I will cast you out on the open fields, and cause to settle on you all the birds of the heavens, and with you I will fill the beasts of the whole earth. I will lay your flesh on the mountains, and fill the valleys with your carcass. For thus says the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you. By the swords of the mighty warriors, all of them, the most terrible of the nations, I will cause your multitude to fall. They shall plunder the pomp of Egypt, and all its multitude shall be destroyed. Also I will destroy all its animals from beside its great waters. The foot of man shall muddy them no more, nor shall the hooves of animals muddy them. Then I will make their waters clear, and make their rivers run like oil, says the Lord God. When I make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country is destitute of all that once filled it, when I strike all who dwell in it, then they shall know that I am the Lord. This is the lamentation with which they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her, for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Lord God. This is Ezekiel's sixth prophetic oracle against Egypt. Now, when we compare the date given in verse 1, with the date given in chapter 33, verse 21, we find that Ezekiel gave this prophetic oracle 2 months after the news of Jerusalem's fall reached the captives in Babylon. The fact that Jerusalem had now fallen to Babylon gives added weight to this prophetic oracle against Egypt. Egypt would not escape the sword of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army. This prophecy should have been enough to stop the Jewish refugees from wrongly going to Egypt and trying to escape the threat of Nebuchadnezzar. In this prophetic oracle, Egypt is likened to a monster in the seas and rivers. This creature had muddied the waters and fouled the rivers. That is, Egypt had disturbed the international scene and disrupted God's dealings with his people Israel. Therefore, God would capture Egypt like a sea monster in a net. Verse 3 once again. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread my net over you with a company of many people, and they will draw you up in my net. Egypt would be dragged up on land and left to die and become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Verses 4 through 6. Egypt's fall would be accompanied by signs in the heavens showing that the judgment was from God. Verses 7 and 8. Other nations would be appalled and troubled for their own safety when they saw God's judgment on Egypt. Verses 9 and 10. The sword of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army would be God's instrument of judgment. Verses 11 and 12. Egypt's cattle would be destroyed, and the land would be desolate and destitute, and the Nile would then be undisturbed because the proud and pagan Egyptians would be either killed or scattered. Verses 13 through 15. We see in verse 16 that the lamentation or funeral dirge was already prepared, emphasizing that the prophecy was sure. Egypt will be captured like a netted sea monster. Doctrinal point number three. Egypt would be consigned to Sheol like an imprisoned terrorist. Egypt would be consigned to Sheol like an imprisoned terrorist. Verses 17 through 32. It came to pass also in the 12th year, on the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, wail over the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down to the depths of the earth, her and her daughters of the famous nations, with those who go down to the pit. Whom do you suppose in beauty? Go down, be placed with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of those slain by the sword. Pharaoh will see them, and be comforted over all his multitude. Pharaoh and all his army, slain by the sword, says the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be placed in the midst of the uncircumcised with those slain by the sword. Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. Here in the second half of Ezekiel chapter 32, we have Ezekiel's seventh and final prophetic oracle against Egypt. We see from verse 17 that it was given 2 weeks after the sixth oracle that was in the first half of the chapter. In this prophecy, Egypt would be cast down to the pit or Sheol, that is the place of the departed souls of the dead. There Egypt would be imprisoned with the rest of the proud pagan nations that were under the judgment of God. The ancient Egyptians were known for making elaborate preparations for safe passage to the netherworld. But God said that they would be broken and forced to lie down in death with all the others who were slain by the sword. Assyria, verse 22. Elam, verse 24. Meshech and Tubal, verse 26. Edom, verse 29. And the Sidonians, verse 30. They were all there to welcome Pharaoh into the realm of the unbelieving dead. Notice the recurring phrase in this oracle describing the sin of Egypt and these other pagan nations. They caused terror in the land of the living. Verse 23, who caused terror in the land of the living? Verse 24, who caused their terror in the land of the living? Verse 25, though their terror was caused in the land of the living. Verse 26, though they caused their terror in the land of the living. Verse 27, because of the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. And verse 30, in shame at the terror which they caused by their might. What does this say about the fate of terrorists today? Egypt would be consigned to Sheol like an imprisoned terrorist. Now, what about practical application? Remember, the higher the tree, the greater the fall. Remember, the higher the tree, the greater the fall. We see this lesson in chapter 31, where Assyria and Egypt are likened to trees that were cut down because of pride. God hates ungodly pride, whether it be of nations or individuals. Proverbs 16 and verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Let me ask you, do you have a haughty spirit? Remember, the higher the tree, the greater the fall.